Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. This is Pastor Stevenson, and we are grateful to God for you being with us and for another day of worship, another day that we can bless his name, another day that we can lift him up and to help other people to find Jesus. Amen. Amen. I know that you just had a phenomenal Holy Week. An amazing week this year for us. We are grateful to God. Just a great, 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 great time. Just a great time. Tired. Busy time, very, very busy. This season is so busy for us. There's so many things going on. Amen. I think I almost missed the call. Amen. Yes, I did. And so I'm just grateful to God that we are here, and so grateful to God for this Holy Week 2018 and how we were able to bless the Lord and be a blessing to people. Really, really, really just excited and expecting God to move and to do some amazing things. Just thankful to God. Either our worship experience on yesterday was just over the top. Thanking God for his provision and how he shows up, how he takes care of us and allows us to worship in his presence all day long. We had three services at our church, and it was just a blessing to be able to meet the Lord. One early, the 7 a.m. service, and we met him early. Amen. He blessed us. He ministered to our very needs, and we're grateful. I am grateful. I just got to speak for me. I am grateful for God reaching out and touching us in the way that he did this week, and then most grateful for the people who came to Jesus. It was just awesome. That's all I can say about it. It was awesome because the Lord really, really blessed us. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful, and I pray that you too have had some experiences with the Lord during this Holy Week where you recognize that God really is in control and that God is moving and that God is having his way. And this certainly, this week, this past week, was certainly an opportunity that for me to see the hand of God in a new way, to see God do some things. And so, bravo, Jesus. Bless the Lord. I'm just happy. I'm happy. And I thank God for you. So as we get ready for this new work week, and we're now on the Monday after Easter, and and it's still so many things happening scripturally. Jesus is now walking around. Yesterday we were blessing God because he got out of the grave, amen. But now we gotta recognize that Jesus right now is still walking around. He's still meeting people, running into people, still impacting people's lives. And I think that's what we ought to be looking to do as we enter this Easter Monday. We ought to see ourselves still walking around, still meeting people, still impacting the lives of people, even after the horrific way that Jesus was dealt with in the crucifixion. He's still loving people. And so that's what I believe God wants for us. He wants us to just love people, to just love people. Amen. Amen. We are dealing with a series of relationships we're dealing with that. And our church, we started a series yesterday on relationships, and we're going to be walking through this place over the next 4 to 5 weeks, dealing with relationships and just dealing with how God wants to grow us and just help us to become better at doing relationships. And so we talked about some 3 truths about a relationship with Jesus. I believe that our relationship with people, in many cases, is I guess the best way to describe it is a picture of our relationship with Christ. The Bible says in Matthew 22, when Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" He said that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And then he said something that was very powerful. He says, and these 2 commandments hinges all the law and the prophets. And keeping in mind that that was the entirety of the Bible in Jesus' day. It was the law and the prophets. We did not have Second Testament. We didn't have any of that. And so he said the entire Bible hinges on relationships. Love the Lord your God and your neighbor as yourself. Relationships. It's all about how God wants us. He wants us to enter into relationship with him, then with one another. It is extremely important. It's extremely important that we understand that God's hand is certainly on us for the purpose of building, having, and strengthening relationships. He wants that for us. So as we look to better and stronger, I'm praying that we begin to unpack this and grow together. So you want to make sure for the next 5 weeks that you are in service every Sunday, because we're going to be dealing with some powerful things about how we become stronger in relationships, how we become stronger at doing relationships. So let's pray that God would open doors this week for us to bless people, to minister to people, and to see relationships get stronger. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for your grace and your love. We simply confirm that there's none like you. There's no one in the world like you. You are awesome. You have been our dwelling place, from everlasting to everlasting. You are God, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for keeping us and for protecting us and for opening doors for us. Thank you, Lord, for this truth of relationships. And God, I'm praying, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you would help us to be people of relationships. Help us to build relationship. Lord God, everything you do hinges on relationship. Everything that you've called us to do will hinge on relationship. So help us. Help us to be better. Help us to get better. Help us to become stronger at doing this. Help us to recognize that we cannot become who you have called us to be if we are not willing and able to build relationships. It is the life bread of everything. It is the breath of our life. It is the breath of what all that you will do for us and through us is relationships. So Lord, help us to become stronger at building relationships. Help us to become stronger relationships. And Lord, help us to become stronger as we look for ways to strengthen our relationships. God, I pray that you would give us wisdom. Lord, we need wisdom desperately. Desperately do we need wisdom so that we might walk up right before you, so that we might be able to do the things that you have called us to do, and that we can become people who are strong in the area of building, maintaining, growing, and developing relationships. Thank you, Lord. Go before us now. Guide us, direct us, lead us, protect us. Help us to become who you've called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, we thank God for you, and we see you on Wednesday. We'll talk to you. Now, keep in mind, we do not have Recharge this Wednesday. I'm giving our church a break. We had such a busy Holy Week, so we will not have Recharge this Wednesday. So get yourself some rest. Amen. Get some rest and pass that word around. We love you. Talk with you.